Professor Shabir Mahdi, a medical scientist and presidential advisor, isn't suggesting that the government's covering up the true extent of COVID-19. But he says in a country like South Africa, which doesn't have the resources of wealthier nations, it's impossible to register all infections and deaths that happen during a pandemic.
Not everyone that has died has been investigated for COVID. And in many instances, those deaths that have occurred have not been reported as COVID-19. And we also need to appreciate that many people possibly didn't even come to healthcare facilities and actually chose to be managed possibly at home. And those deaths might have actually occurred outside of healthcare facilities.
Mahdi has measured mortality rates in all 9 provinces since the pandemic began in March. He's come up with a death toll that he believes is closer to the truth.
Right now, where we're sitting possibly is that there's been roughly about 30,000 people that have died from COVID-19 in South Africa. And that is just using the
Western. The country's Medical Research Council has counted all death certificates filed during the pandemic. Based on this, health activist Mark Haywood says the COVID-19 death toll in South Africa is probably higher than Mahdi's estimate.
The Medical Research Council documents 42,396 deaths above the average between the 6th of May and the 1st of September this year. And in their report, they say that a significant portion of the current excess mortality being observed in South Africa is likely to be attributable to COVID-19.
Despite the thousands who've died, Mahdi points out that South Africa's done much better than expected in managing the outbreak. He says infections, hospitalizations, and deaths continue to decline. But Mahdi expects these to pick up again in the coming weeks, now that the government's eased lockdown restrictions and is allowing international travel.
When we see that resurgence, in all likelihood, it is going to be less severe than what we experienced this time around, which itself was probably less severe than what was predicted by most people.
He says it's also possible that a significant portion of people who've already had COVID-19 may be reinfected during a second wave. Again, the scientist isn't overly concerned about this.
Reinfections would occur, but when reinfections occur, in all likelihood, the second episode of infection would actually be less severe than the first episode. In addition to which, when reinfected, you probably would be less infectious because your body is now able to mount an immune response much sooner and get rid of the virus much quicker.
Mahdi's busy managing the South African leg of the Oxford University trial to find a vaccine against COVID-19. His team has enrolled just over 1,800 participants, all invaluable to the search for the medicine that would end the pandemic. For VOA News, I'm Darren Taylor in Johannesburg.